This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us. We're pleased to be joined now by none other than Erin Brockovich. Remember the movie about 20 years ago starring Julia Roberts? Julia got the Best Actor Award for her performance of Erin Brockovich, who, native of Lawrence, Kansas, has become a major spokesperson in the world for the environment and has great passion about where we are in our world right now. And Matt, you're going to have to bring Erin up, but Erin Brockovich is here to talk about her concern about the water in our country. And in Baton Rouge, we know there has been a lot of attention about the aquifer being in danger long term, and this problem we're having here is replicated in many other parts of the United States of America. And good morning to you, Erin Brockovich.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well. Joining us from California, good. Where, speaking of the environment, it's a rather treacherous place right now, isn't it?
It is. And if I sound all growly, it's because we're all just kind of breathing in a whole lot of smoke. And so, you know, it's always hard. So I'm one of those people you invite to a party and we have a water conversation. And by the time we're done, everyone's like, don't invite her again. And, you know, you do kind of giggle. And it's such a topic that is just bad news on top of bad news. But you bring up California and the fires. And we are well aware of climate change, whether you want to call it weather phenomenons, climate change. It's here. And oftentimes people don't think that water is a part of climate change. And it is, because of all the hurricanes you see down in the area where you live and all the seawater intrusion and all the flooding creates yet another issue on top of another issue.
All right. Well, Erin has written a book about this. It's called Superman's Not Coming. A long-awaited book on our national water crisis and environmental injustice, the manual for organizing on issues and turning anger into activism, something you know about, and you have been fighting these fights for a long time and with great success. And it's an ongoing thing. It will continue long after you and I are gone. But how precarious is it out there right now?
It's very precarious, which really led to Superman not coming. I've been down on the ground for 20-plus years, and I don't think that there isn't one state that is absent a water issue. And it's really disheartening. When I began my work in Hinckley, I was 31, and I will tell and share with you I am now 60, still out there fighting, a grandmother of four. I thought that maybe Hinckley was just like a one-off. I had no idea then, and I'm still amazed every single day, that this issue in a town like Hinckley exists everywhere in America. And we have this idea that our water is just absolutely pristine, and it's not true. It can sneak up on you. We deal with, as I know you do down there, oil and gas refineries, chemical manufacturers, other industry. Municipalities are sucking up a plethora of chemicals. If they're not handled right at that point, we end up with big bacterial problems. We've been down in Louisiana dealing with brain-eating amoebas. And so much of this, while we know it's there, we're not taking the necessary steps to be prepared, be preventative, to put on the right filtration systems, to redo infrastructures that we know are failing, that is making a crippled system where we bring having a disaster. And we wrote the book as a way to talk in a layman's terms. You know, sometimes your brain hurts after talking about these issues, as steps in a way so that the everyday person and in the community could rise up. We share stories with you of other communities who have done just that. And, you know, you had a very interesting article this morning in the newspaper about hurricanes and how it's affecting the region, and in Mossville in particular. And they talk about, because the residents' voice got loud enough that the EPA had come out. And it's frustrating that we have to get that loud, but we are going to have to get that loud. And we need that movement, because water is life. I don't think I know I need to say to anybody, if there's no water out the tap,
then we've got a real problem. We do want to get to a few calls and emails for Erin Brockovich. Her book is Superman's Not Coming. And your number, if you'd like to chime in, is 877-217-5757. And talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. Erin describes herself as a foul-mouthed, short-skirted, blonde woman from Kansas. And sometimes does it help, Erin, when you look different and sound a bit different than, say, the traditional environmental activist? Does that help get people's attention about these serious matters that you are telling us about?
You know, that's a great question. You know, people always ask that, you know, here's the thing. Don't judge a book by its cover, right? And I think that oftentimes we do that. And I was out there just being me. In Hinckley, for example, if you've ever spent much time out there in the summer, you don't want to run around in hardly anything. It's just so hot. Uh-huh. But because of how I dressed, or I was the blonde with the big breasts, and I like to wear, you know, cute little outfits and heels, I was suddenly perceived as, I don't know, somebody that wasn't smart, didn't know anything. I heard it all the time. You're not a doctor. What education do you have? You're not this. You're not that. Why should we even listen to you? And that always struck me. And by the way, that still strikes me today. It's like, excuse me? I didn't realize I had to look like any one thing to understand or appreciate water, or that I can see a two-headed frog or trout with five eyeballs or green water in a community sick, that something is in the water and is affecting the environment, the wildlife, the ecosystem, and people. So I just kind of went with that. If that's how you perceive me, fine. But whether I'm dressed that way, or there's many days I'm in sweats and you wouldn't even recognize me, it is standing up and talking about the issue. And many of us will move away from the conversation because we are afraid that we're going to be told, you're not this, you're not that, you don't have the education, hush up, go away.
Marie in Spanish Town. Marie, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana with Erin Brockovich. Hi, Marie.
Good morning. Erin, I had a question to ask. When it comes to water, people aren't really talking a lot about litter as being flood-causing. They're talking about sediments as being flood-causing. But I'm with some volunteers who pick up litter, and we've discovered and learned that when you blend sediment with litter, you basically have an impermeable layer. All so right. That mix right there is much worse than just sediment.
What about water being flood causing and as Marie says,
she
causing
up a,
severe
she
problems?
Brings a great up great point. Absolutely. Sediment, salt water, all clogs the system, and littering does. You know, we're well aware of just how we have thrown away all of our plastics. We have a plastic island. We're finding it in the dolphins and in the sea life. First of all, we know about the chemicals, the BPA that leach out in it. Now they're changing those bottles, but we still have litter. And I'm so glad she brought up that point. And every time we're down in Florida, there's all kinds of cleanup litter volunteer network and programs. We go out on the beach and clean it. And I think that is something that should be talked about more, where people can reach these organizations, get involved, have a cause, and realize if get out on that beach with them in the morning or down in those areas and pick up litter that you find. We think that when we're one person or a small group in one little town in one state, that it doesn't have an effect. But imagine if everybody did, it would have an effect. So I'm really glad Marie brought that conversation up. Litter is a problem. All of these things can get sucked up into the system and create further problems. Again, we know about hurricanes, the sediment, the seawater. Then you have an issue where we're without water for weeks. So it's a perfect example of a place that you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be out there picking up litter. And the difference that it would make, it would help municipalities. It would, you know, help the ecosystem and not getting all of these things entangled in our water. It, again, creates a problem and makes an already a problem more complicated.
A listener asks the Holly in the Garden District if you objected to Julia Roberts playing you on the big screen. Was that okay? Were you okay with Julia?
You know, I never thought that would happen. I'll share a quick story. You know, Ed and I used to have conversations, and he'd say, who do you think will play you, or who should play you? And I said, I don't know, somebody fun, because I can be fun. So I said, Goldie Hawn. He goes,
all right.
Nah. And he went on to say, just hope it's not Julia Roberts. So I was like, wait a minute, because Julia Roberts, first of all, she'd never do it. She's so fabulous. But the day I got the call and found out it was her, I couldn't wait to call Ed fast enough. You know what? She did such an amazing job. It's just been such an overwhelming experience. I'm so thrilled that the movie, it's a double-edged sword. It's bittersweet. I'm so thrilled that it's still resonating today, because 20 years down the road, it helps keep awareness and information and a platform out there so we can really start to deal with these issues. But it makes me sad that we're still having to talk about it 20 years long, and it's not gotten better.
And Baton Rouge's Steven Soderbergh was the director. I'm sure you got to know him a little bit.
Steven Soderbergh is fascinating. I think he's very visionary. And, you know, he always said, truth is stranger than fiction. And we're going to stay with the truth on this, whether it be how I dress, who I am. But there was a message that none of us have to be any one particular thing, to rise up, speak up, have a cause, take that action.
We're going to wrap it up with Aaron Brockovich when we return after this message. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for being with us for Talk Louisiana. We head down the home stretch, and in a moment we're going to hear from Emily Ventura. Her book is Sugar Proof, The Hidden Dangers of Sugar That Are Putting Your Child's Health at Risk and What You Can Do. But the incomparable Aaron Brockovich has been with us for 15 minutes or so, and we're glad she's with us for a few more. And her book is Superman's Not Coming, and it's about her continuing environmental endeavors, and she is battling to make sure our water supply is secure and proficient, and that we're not on the brink of a national water crisis that will be something that would be, as far as the impact on our country, it might make this pandemic look like nothing if it were really out of control. And some people believe we're closer to that than you would imagine. Let's go to Gaston on Highland, who's been waiting very patiently, and I want to get him in before we part company with Aaron. Gaston, you're on with Aaron Brockovich.
Hey, I wanted to touch base with you, Jim, especially Aaron, but about that article that I saw in Op-Eds about nurdles, about the lady leaving boxes of nurdles, and she got charged with terrorism. Are you familiar with that article? I think it was James Gill that wrote it.
All right. I don't know that Aaron is familiar, but if she is, we'll give her a chance to respond and to wrap up her remarks that are affiliated with her book, Superman's Not Coming. Are you familiar with what Gaston is talking about?
No, I'm not. But since we're wrapping up, I want to say this. You know, we're having a conversation about the environment and water, but whatever your cause is, and we teach this in the book, you need to have the right tools to fight. You need to have the right tools to take that anger and frustration and turn it into action and change. And we teach that. So I did not read the article, but I do want him to know, whatever that cause is, you know, Superman's not coming. And we, the people, can take the steps and the actions necessary for change and to make whatever your cause is something that we can deal with, we can address, and we've got to start finding solutions to our problems. And we've had no seat at the table, I don't think, for a very long time. It is time. We the people, we are here. That is the hope, and we can make that change.
Thank you, Aaron Brockovich. Keep going. Great to talk with you.
We will. Thank you.
Bye-bye.